progress monitoring measures for preschool kids ages 3 to 5 is a pretty active area of research and practice development right now. So that means that there are some ideas, but there will probably be more ideas and more measures in the coming years. The idea of progress monitoring in preschool is that we want to measure children's acquisition of a general set of skills like language or numeracy, and we do that by using a common set of measures that we administer repeatedly, and we look for growth on the child's performance across those different times that we've measured them. And because we've done that with lots of kids, we have expectations or norms for how quickly a child should grow over time and what level of performance they should be demonstrating in any particular point in time. We can use those to evaluate kids' individual performance and identify children that are meeting expectations and seem to be on a path towards acquiring these long-term goals that we have for them, or children who aren't yet on that path and might need additional assistance. It's those children that need additional assistance that we most typically use the same measures in a progress monitoring way. Typically, progress monitoring means that we're applying those same general outcome measures or general measures of child performance, but we're doing it frequently. So every couple of weeks, every month, and then using the child's performance like a height and weight chart to evaluate whether our intervention is promoting their development, accelerating their growth towards those long-term goals, or not yet accelerating their growth towards those goals and that we need to change the intervention. The general idea in progress monitoring is that you want to measure frequently enough that you're noticing small changes in a child's performance so that you can adjust intervention. So you want to be able to assess more often than you could change intervention. So if you could change intervention once a month, you'd want to be able to assess a couple of times during that month to see whether that adjustment is needed or not. The preschool IGDs were designed for classroom teachers and assistant teachers and sort of anybody who spends time with little kids to be able to administer. They're administered individually. They're administered in a way that's standardized. We want each assessment occasion to be very similar to the last one, but they're pretty easy to do. If you have any experience working with kids, you can do it. For the preschool measures, you literally have to ask a child a question, and it's a thing like the child looks at a picture of an orange, and you say, "What is this?" And if they say orange, you count that as correct. And if they say anything other than orange, you count that as incorrect. So that's pretty easy.